I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It was 2 weeks ago that Japan was hit by a devastating earthquake and tsunami. Today, officials said the death toll from the disaster has now climbed to more than 10,000. With many people still missing, the toll is destined to keep climbing. In a moment, we're going to have the latest on the ongoing nuclear crisis at the Fukushima power plant. First, though, the recovery effort. Work has already started to clear the debris that was left behind by the tsunami. Crews are erecting prefabricated houses for those who were displaced by the disaster. Still, there's a long way to go. Kathy Mueller is a spokeswoman for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. She has been traveling around the most affected areas in northeast Japan. I know you're on the road right now, Kathy. Tell us what you've seen so far in what we know is an enormous task.
It definitely is an enormous task ahead for the authorities and the agencies here. But as you said in your intro, there is progress being made. The roads have been cleared, so there is access. I saw dump trucks being brought in, so they are starting to load up some of that debris and cart it away. They're putting up the light standards again so electricity can be restored. So far, from what I've seen, the authorities seem to be pretty much on top of it as much as they can be.
What is your main mission there with the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies?
Yeah, well, we're now out of the emergency phase, and we're moving into the recovery phase. So we're basically here to help people get back on their feet. That means working with the government to see how we can help with the prefabricated housing. It's providing food, it's providing sanitation supplies, clothing, that sort of thing. And it's not just the physical needs. We're also looking after the mental trauma that people have experienced, because obviously it's been a horrendous ordeal. The Japanese are known for being very stoic and very proud and dignified people, and we're seeing that in the evacuation centers. I have not seen anybody complain, anybody angry, anybody crying. I'm quite impressed, actually, with how everyone is handling it.
Can you give me an example of maybe your approach to someone who you know does not want to tell you specifically what they need? They don't want to perhaps cry in front of you. What your conversations there are like?
In talking to the Japanese Red Cross workers who are trained in the psychosocial care, they tell me that they start by asking a person about their physical ailments. And then once they get them talking, then they start probing deeper and, trying to get the person to talk a little bit more about how they're actually feeling. It's not an easy process. It's not a short-term process, and it could take months.
Is there a memory that stands out of your encounter, perhaps, with one particular person?
Yeah, we visited this shrine today where 22 people are staying, most of them members of one family. And around this shrine, utter devastation. Everything is absolutely gone. This one particular family, they escaped basically with what they were wearing on their backs. And after visiting and spending some time with this family, this little girl, 12-year-old girl, came up and gave me this little origami that she had made. And it's things like that. Like, that's a memory that I'm going to take with me, and I will take that origami home with me back to Canada, and it's going to stick with me forever.
What kind of origami was it?
A bird, a swan, and a bright, bright pink, like very fuchsia pink. And then I was also asking her, you know, what do you miss most about everything that you've lost? And there's this rock band here in Japan that's very popular, and she had a poster of them in her room. But the name, interestingly enough, of this rock band, when translated into English, means the storm. So I found that quite riveting.
All right. Kathy Mueller, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Lisa.
Kathy Mueller of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies speaking to us about the recovery effort in northern Japan.